The yearly special period of tshuva has begun. From the beginning of Chodesh Elul until after Yom Kippur, we all recognize that this is a time that's tailor-made for every person to rethink their direction in life, to analyze what their goals and aspirations should be, and to try to correct what they've done wrong. But it's not easy. Every year, as this period begins, some of us become frustrated. And naturally so, because we've been there, done that. We've tried to do tshuva in the past, but we feel that we haven't quite accomplished what we set out to do. We haven't achieved the success that we envisioned, and we begin to question ourselves. We begin to wonder whether it's worth the effort. Is it even possible to do a meaningful tshuva? Can a person really change? It seems so difficult. Why even bother to begin the process if we're doomed to failure? There's a beautiful Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Zayin, which can give us much-needed chizuk in this area. The Gemara tells of a certain Elozer ben Dordaya, who was a Baal Aveira of the highest order. He lived a completely hedonistic lifestyle. He had engaged in the worst possible Averis. You name it, he had done it. But one time he had an experience which shocked him into the realization that it was time to do tshuva. It was time to make amends for a lifetime of iniquity, a lifetime of improper behavior. But he didn't know where to begin. So he asked the mountains and the valleys to beg for mercy on his behalf. But they said they couldn't help him. He asked the heavens and the earth, the stars and all of the constellations, to beg for mercy on his behalf. But they also said they couldn't help him. Says the Gemara, Omar ein hadover tolu yelobi. He said, I realize it's up to me. It's only up to me. He placed his head between his knees and he cried bitterly until his soul departed. A heavenly voice was heard saying, Rebbe Elozer ben Dordaya is destined for the world to come. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi cried when he heard this story. He said, you know, some people can take a lifetime to earn Olam Haba, but Yesh Kona Olam B'Shoachas, some people earn their portion in a moment's time. It's a striking Gemara, a poignant story, but there's an obvious question to ask. Why did the heavenly voice refer to Rabbi Elozer ben Dordaya by the title Rebbe? His actions were certainly admirable. His tshuva was heartfelt. But why should that make him worthy of the title Rebbe? After all, the title Rebbe is reserved for those who teach Torah to others. Rebbe Elozer ben Dordaya did only one good thing throughout his life. He did a tshuva shlema, but he didn't teach anyone anything. So why call him Rebbe? The answer is, Rebbe Elozer ben Dordaya actually did teach something. He taught us all two very important lessons about tshuva. First of all, that ein hadover tolu yelobi. Tshuva is dependent on each person alone. We can't blame any external forces for preventing us from doing tshuva. We can't blame our environment, our background, our upbringing, our limited abilities. We have to take responsibility for our own actions and do the best we can to do tshuva and become better people. This is one lesson Rebbe Elozer ben Dordaya taught us. But there's another lesson as well. And that is, it's never too late. No matter how far we've strayed, no matter how many years we've been going in the wrong direction, we can still come back. We can still return and make amends. People tend to think they're set in their ways. I can't change, they say. That's just the way I am. Or sometimes we say, I've already tried. So many times. Every year. I just can't do it anymore. What's the point in even trying? But we know change is possible. We've seen people give up a lifelong addiction to smoking. We know of Balei Tshuva, who gave up their lifestyle to become Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. That certainly wasn't easy, but they did it. They found the inner strength to change, to become different people. no matter how hard it was, no matter how entrenched they were in their routine. Did you ever watch a young child learn how to walk? He stands up, takes a few steps, and falls down. Stands up again, takes a few steps, and falls down. This can continue for quite some time until the child masters the art of walking. It's remarkable. The child doesn't give up just because he seems to be failing. He knows his goal, and he forges ahead, determined to achieve that goal. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. A righteous person will fall 7 times and get up. What makes a tzaddik special is not just his righteousness, not just his purity of spirit, his devotion to Torah and mitzvos, but his tenacity, his perseverance, his stubborn refusal to give up, no matter how many times he falls, no matter how many times he fails. Tshuva is a gift. To be able to start over again, to forget our past indiscretions and chart out a new future. We can't give up in this quest because we realize how important the goal is. But we shouldn't become frustrated either, because Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. Everyone fails sometimes in life. The trick is to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and try again. During this period of tshuva, we get special siyata d'shmaya. It's dirshu Hashem b'imotzo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us during this time. He wants to help us change. He wants to help us become better people. He's just waiting. He's waiting to see if we're willing to take the first step. He's waiting to see if we're willing to try.